You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. In a conference call with several dozen American Jewish leaders ahead of Rosh Hashanah, US President Donald Trump told Jewish leaders on Thursday that the US would not give aid to the Palestinians until they reached an agreement with Israel. Trump noted that he had recently slashed immense amount of US aid to the Palestinians, referring to the administration's recent cuts in overall aid to the Palestinian Authority, including to six East Jerusalem hospitals, and its complete defunding of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. The Israeli military this past week publicly unveiled its 11-kilometer-long, 9-meter-tall concrete border wall along the Lebanese border, a barrier that is hotly contested by Lebanon, but that Israel maintains is lawful and fully in accordance with international armistice lines. The barrier is designed to protect Israeli civilians and soldiers from sniper attacks and to prevent infiltration into Israel by Hezbollah operatives. The Joint IDF Defense Ministry Borders and Security Fence Directorate has received funding to build 13 kilometers of wall, but that distance will be extended in the future. Friday's protest on the Gaza border was particularly violent. Around 7,000 Palestinians took part in the weekly clashes. Demonstrators hurled rocks and Molotov cocktails at soldiers who responded with tear gas and other less lethal means. Troops fired at Palestinians who attempted to breach the border fence and enter Israel. A 16-year-old Palestinian died yesterday from his wounds sustained by IDF gunfire during clashes with Israeli troops. A 17-year-old was also killed. The IDF is investigating both deaths. Earlier on Friday, Israeli aircraft opened fire at a group of Palestinians who were trying to send incendiary balloons over the border in the northern Gaza Strip. Over 7,000 acres of land have been burnt, causing millions of shekels in damages. The IDF and Justice Ministry have decided not to demolish the family home Al-Rahman Bani Fadel, a Palestinian assailant who killed an Israeli man in Jerusalem earlier this year due to his mental illness. A delegation of 54 Druze clerics and sheikhs from all villages in the Galilee and Carmel region of northern Israel traveled to Damascus on Thursday for meetings with their compatriots from Syria and Lebanon, in a trip that was apparently not coordinated with Israeli authorities and stands in violation of Israeli national security law. They were received by Syrian government officials in Damascus, then travelled to the Suwayda region, which is home to most of the Syrian Druze community. There, they visited the families of those killed in the recent wave of Islamic State attacks in the area, and with the families of those who were kidnapped by the jihadist group. Most of the Israelis are related to the families they visited. Sheikh Ali Mahdi, head of the Israeli Druze Committee for Contact with Druze Communities in the Arab World, arranged the visit but did not participate. He is not allowed to leave the country because of his past efforts to arrange similar visits to countries Israelis are forbidden to visit. The human rights group B'Tselem wrote on Friday to the European Union to ask that it intervenes to prevent the demolition of a Bedouin village in the West Bank, which is slated to occur as early as Wednesday. In a ruling last week, the High Court of Justice cleared the way for the demolition of Khan al-Ahmar, rejecting a final appeal in a case that has drawn international criticism. Residents of the village protested the court decision by marching on the adjoining highway, waving Palestinian flags. Right-wing Israeli activists from the Im Tirtzu organization on Friday goaded the residents of the village from the same roadside site. The activists said they were at the site to participate in a lecture. Police separated them from village residents. Israel this week participated in a debate at the International Court of Justice in The Hague for the first time in more than half a century, in an effort to get the state more involved in matters of international law that have nothing to do with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Led by the Foreign Ministry's legal advisor, Tal Becker, officials from the Foreign and Justice Ministries took part in oral proceedings regarding an ongoing territorial dispute over an archipelago in the Indian Ocean, along with the representatives of 21 other countries. The cake maker, a film about a young German baker who comes to Jerusalem after his married Israeli lover suddenly dies, won the Best Picture Award at the 2018 Ophir Awards on Thursday night and will represent Israel at the Oscars. Culture Minister Miri Regev wasn't invited to the Ashdod Gala for the second year in a row, this year in protest over a law she is pushing that would give her control over which films receive state funding. Currently, official film funds are responsible for deciding on how to disperse state money. In July, Regev said she would cut the film fund budget by 50 million shekels a year. The enthusiasm with which Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the achievements of the past year was dampened a little on Thursday when Paraguay announced that it was relocating its embassy to Tel Aviv. Paraguay's new president decided to reverse his predecessor's decision, saying that Jerusalem's status needs to be decided in a peace agreement with the Palestinians. He said Paraguay remains an ally of Israel, and he hoped to see an agreement reached soon. Prime Minister Netanyahu took the opportunity at the Likud party's end-of-year gathering to praise almost every minister in his government by name. The celebration of diplomatic and economic achievements of the past year were not overshadowed by a small group of protesters complaining that asylum seekers have not been removed from South Tel Aviv as frequently promised. Counting the achievements of the year, Israelis have celebrated number one, the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem. Number two, the win of Netta at Eurovision. And number three, that Lona Shemtai Salpeter became the first Israeli woman to win a gold medal in the European Athletics Championships. Over 107,000 people travelled through Ben-Gurion Airport on Thursday on the busiest day of travel ahead of the coming high holidays. Of those flying from the airport, 18% went to Bangkok, 16% to New York, and 12% to the Ukraine in order to reach Uman, the location of the grave of Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav. And finally, the Bureau of Statistics has issued its annual report in time for Rosh Hashanah. Israel has 8.9 million residents, 89% of whom claim to be happy with their lives. 25,000 new Olim moved to Israel and 175,000 babies were born here. 52,809 couples married this year, while 14,800 separated. Unemployment saw a slight increase to 4.2%. Surprisingly, in a year where threats to the nation's security have been felt in the north and the south, security is not the population's main concern. A full one-third of Israelis rank the price of housing as the most concerning issue, far outweighing other concerns. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Shana Tova Umetuka, a year full of blessings.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.